Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP special podcast with guest Arena, who tells me you have not been paying attention to what's in the news.
No.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. You don't want to?
No.
You're afraid to? You're afraid to, or are you just disgusted?
Don.
You're not afraid of anything. You're Cuban. You instill fear, not feel. But,
I'm a machete. That's true.
Okay. Here, let me ask you something. Have you ever seen a flag with, like, a pine tree on it that says Appeal to Heaven?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. I didn't know what that was either.
Oh.
I am an educated guy. You know, I got on, like, the upper 0.1% in the history AP test.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, like, the 99.9% thing. I was a little...
U.S. history?
U.S. and world history.
Wow.
Well, it was 42 years ago.
Okay.
But now, I'm not saying that to brag, because standardized tests, well, they're very important, and they do tell you who's an idiot and who isn't. But the point is, I'm not like an uneducated cat.
No.
Okay? I never heard of the Appeal to Heaven flag.
Never heard of it.
Now, I will bring that around to an interesting question that I always tell myself.
Okay.
Everyone ask myself. But that'll be a later. The Appeal to Heaven flag was apparently flown outside of Sam Alito's house, and just this week, it became the worst possible thing you could do. It's like flying a Nazi flag over an altar where you're sacrificing children. Oh, wait a minute. They're Democrats. They like sacrificing children. Look at the little dog. He's small. Yeah, and it's... And it's just that somebody was like, this is Waco January 6th level insurrection. Seriously.
You're kidding.
I couldn't make that up. And the thing is, you know, some conservatives are going like, you know, hey, this doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes perfect sense. It's also completely useless. What percentage of people now know what the Appeal to Heaven flag is?
Well, okay, that's fine. But I still don't understand what is it? Who made this? What is it, Steam?
Well, it was made by George Washington.
Oh, okay. So
it was a naval battle ensign.
Okay. All right. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
No, it's a historical flag. There's a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
And that's one of them. It's like the Gadsden flag, which is bad, too.
But now it's like a Nazi symbol.
Now, as of last week, when people learned about it, it suddenly became a Nazi. How it went from a historical flag to a symbol of the alt-right. I'm pretty much on the right. Never heard of it. But that's just, but the thing is, we're supposed to get upset and be like, pay attention to this shit. And we are paying attention to it, but I think it's mostly to mock it. Because it's so stupid. I mean, holy cow.
So tiresome.
It is. So unbelievable.
So who actually came out and reported this?
That was the New York Times and the Washington Post. And this shows that Samuel Alito should recuse himself from any decisions of the Supreme Court regarding Donald Trump.
And what proof do they have that this is some kind of insurrection?
Well, the proof they need, young lady, is that you're a transphobe. Okay. You don't recognize that I'm a chick. Despite my penis.
What do they call it? Terps or?
Terps.
Terps.
Perf. Was that a trans exclusionary radical feminist?
It's not.
I'm just T. Because I'm not a radical feminist. Because, you know, chicks are to blame for a lot of problems. Approximately 50%.
And it's all true.
I saw another dude running. In some high school race.
Yeah.
And he's literally like 100 yards ahead. It's like a hunch. And apparently what the schools are now doing is sending out to parents, if you say anything about it, you know, we're going to exclude you from the grounds. And all I can say as a lawyer is, please let me write the letter back to them. Because the letter would start out, I have just been informed you've told this parent they can't speak out about school policies. And I want you to understand qualified immunity. Qualified immunity allows a government official like yourself not to be held personally liable in cases where it is not absolutely clear that they are violating the Constitution. In other words, if there's any wiggle room, you know, where they might not be, they can't be held personally liable as opposed to the school district. Well, this is a constitutional violation, and now you know it for sure. The second you take action, first of all, you're going to withdraw that letter and apologize and pay my attorney's fees. And my attorney's fees will be, spend a lot of time on this, and I have a very high rate. In fact, I do have a very high rate. Good day, right. And you are not going to, you're not going to tell people what they can and can't say. And you're not going to threaten retaliation against them. You're a government official. You don't get to do that. I will sue. I will take their case. I will sue you. I will win. And I will get my attorneys.
Wasn't there a teacher here? I think I saw a
Callie.
Yeah, that one.
Yes. There was somebody who refused to use fake pronouns. And she got like $300,000. Oh,
But they're still going to try.
No, they will try. But you just have to break them.
Yep. Keep fighting it.
All right, just say, I'm going to give you 48 hours to freaking make sure that you specifically reject this illegal threat. Or I'm going to sue for an injunction. And I'm going to win. There's no question I'm going to win. You cannot tell the parents of students that they are not allowed to speak out about a school policy or you will retaliate against them or their job. It's not even a question.
Amazing, though, that no one said to them, yeah, you can't do that. That's a really bad idea.
Well, it's all these frigid white women who want to live in this nanny state where they get to tell our people what to do.
Well, there are a lot of men go along with it. Because last time I checked, school districts are also made up of men. So
not very many. It's mostly
in high school? No, it's mostly men in high schools.
In high school? No.
The high school I thought out was, or at least it was at
You thought 25 years ago.
50%.
You thought 25 years
ago. Yeah, I still think it's about 50%. Teachers are still very highly prevalent in high schools.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of straight ones.
I don't care about that. I'm just saying that they are there. So there are men who are going along with this.
There are men. Remember when the teacher tried to tell me to do something in our kids' class?
Yeah.
What did she say? You have to do this. And I was like, I don't have to do anything. I think more parents just need to be like, no, let's understand the relationship. It is one of superior and subordinate, you being the subordinate. Doesn't mean I treat you with disrespect. I didn't treat my subordinates with disrespect in the Army. I don't. It worked. But they're subordinates.
Yeah. Kind of interesting that the teachers believe they have that kind of power.
Oh, boy. Look at that.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be going on because of
it is
the Hermosa thing.
It is going on, damn it. Boy, this is almost empty.
King Perkin?
Hard to hear anyway. Okay, guys, we will be right back with more exciting stuff after we go hit a farmer's market. Is that not the most yuppie, uppity thing that you could imagine?
California. All right.
Welcome to the farmer's market, everybody. So I'm pretty much stunned, honey.
The flag for what?
No.
What are we back to?
We are back to, we just have a quick break. We went into Trader Joe's, got a fair amount of stuff. It was only $22.
How is that possible?
I don't know, but the guy at the counter was like, holy cow.
Maybe he didn't scan everything.
He scanned everything.
Really?
I'm pretty sure he scanned everything.
I'm still like, that's wild.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel. How do you get out for $22? Nice lunch, though. We had I had a pupusa. Which is an El Salvadorian kind of, it's like a flatbed burrito.
Yeah.
It was okay. And you have some weird Asian fusion.
Some African.
Filipino African thing. Which.
It was okay.
It's diversity.
Yeah.
See, that's right. Good diversity where you can go. Yeah, where you can go and get like, cool foods from other places. Yeah. That's actual diversity. ad diversity is like what's happening at UCLA. Did you see that?
What? Oh, about the doctor?
The med school.
The med school.
How they're letting in people because of diversity. And if you're let in from diversity, you are, in fact, inferior. You're just not as good. As I remember when we were going to school, which was like 4 years, you want to be a doctor, man. You need to get good grades. You had to be super smart.
Good grades. You had to be super, super smart.
Yeah, and get like a great MCAT.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like, well, we're not doing standardized testing, and we're kind of, you know, looking at the whole candidate, which means including their genetic background.
Like, intelligence isn't objective. Like, it's not.
Intelligence is totally objective. And you can measure.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is they're acting as if it's not an objective thing you can quantify.
They don't care. They simply want a racial spoil system. And if you are a white male, you are just not getting in the medals. And I think white males are going to be like, you know, I think they're getting more and more based about this stuff. And I think eventually, see, here's the problem with taking a society that was actively against taking race into account and then suddenly doing it, right? You had the majority that didn't think of themselves as white. And then suddenly you said, well, no, in fact, race is everything. So the majority is going to think of itself as white. And then they're going to ask the question, why am I getting screwed? How about I do things that advantage my own group?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want that, but I'm just telling you what human nature is.
What's interesting, though, is I think these race people who base everything on it don't look at the cultural impact.
Well, they
actually culture has on you as an individual. Like how hard, I'm sorry, but it's true, how hard you work.
No, but I don't care about any of that. None of that matters.
I know, so don't look at that, but that is so important.
Well, obviously, you know, if you're, if you were raised to by, you know, a tiger mom to study 12 hours a day, probably gonna get better grades than, you know, the guy who's smoking dope with his friends, you know, out behind the bleachers.
Yeah.
The thing is, they don't care about that. All they want, they think they will gain power by shifting the racial composition of various, fields and various, institutions. And what they don't, first of all, when you stop doing it on merit, you stop getting merit. One of the thing I thought was, I mean, just hilarious was one of the DEI losers, because you're a loser if you get something from DEI. You're a failure. Everybody knows it. I'm not going to pretend you're not. You're inferior. You suck. If you get something because of DEI, you're an idiot and, who's unworthy. And, this one woman couldn't identify a major artery in an operating room. And the professor's like, what's wrong with you? And she got mad and yelled at him.
Right.
And, you know, these doctors are failing what's called their shelf tests, which are kind of progress tests to move along as residents or whatever. And they're failing them because they suck. So normal people are going to start looking at them and go, you know, I'd prefer my doctor not be a bad doctor.
Yeah.
And I think you are going to see, and I don't want it, but it's just human nature, especially white folks get more and more discriminated against, which they are. And the bad guys make no, yeah, how dare you notice that we're discriminating against white people? Also, we need to discriminate against white people. The white people are going to be like, and when I say white people, I mean essentially anybody who's not within a selected, favored group. So you can have white Hispanics.
Right.
You know, Myers Thomas counts as white. Asians.
Oh, I think Asians. Yep.
Are white.
Indians.
Indians are white. See, it doesn't even mean anything. Well, it actually does mean something, and they'll tell you it means something. They're like, well, it's white supremacy when you're on time and you're objective and you're unemotional and you rely on facts.
You can do math.
Yeah, you can do math. And it's like, well, you know, the quote-unquote white people, who are, again, not necessarily Caucasian, are going to go, I'm sick of supporting a society that screws with me. I'm going to vote for people who will actively come out and screw with these people.
Well, you hope so.
And well, I certainly hope so. Because, you know, but I would prefer our politics not be based on racial categories. But I got outvoted, apparently.
Yep.
And the idea that somehow the white, you can't see my air quotes, but consider their air quotes, white people are just going to sit back and go, well, I guess we've got to be discriminated against, made in effectively second-class citizens, and abused and talked bad about. You think they're just going to sit there and go, oh, that's okay. I mean, I'm down with it. That is not how human beings work. That is not human nature. That's not going to happen.
So what happens to these white liberal women who seem to be all in on this?
Well, they're all...
Because they all support it.
Most of them, you know? Most of them have already got theirs. But suddenly, and we've seen it, you know, some of these liberal women, you know, they go, well, my son, okay, he's applied to Harvard and Yale and everything, and they get rejected. And they're like, wait, I don't understand. You don't understand the consequences of your own actions. You don't understand the whole sowing reaping dynamic. So a lot of them are going to be like, well, you know, I thought it was a good idea because on The View, they said it was. But now young Caden's not going to be able to get into Columbia.
Biggest mistake watching The View.
Well, if you watch The Review, you're clinically retarded.
Not The Review.
The View. Let's review. The View sucks.
It's just terrible. I tried watching it.
You tried watching it?
I did.
Why do you hate yourself?
Well, because I wanted to see what am I not getting? What am I missing? That these women are actually wasting their time watching this.
Garbage.
Yeah. Because I honestly, I don't sit down during the day and watch a show.
You are not sitting around gobbling bonbons and watching. You don't watch TV.
No.
We watch TV in the evening.
So I'm just like,
you're busy. You have a life.
Yeah. Why are women actually taking time out of their day?
Because they have nothing else to do.
Garbage.
Because they're
absolute garbage.
All right. Hold on. We got to spend our minute or so. It is garbage. It's trash. And they're trash. They're bad people. And they suck. And they're ugly, too. All right. I don't want, you know, but. A lot of women are stupid. Well, men are stupid, but they're stupid in different ways. But I think a lot of the men are submissive to their wives.
Are they?
I think they are. They're like, well, I don't want her mad at me, so I'll just go along. Trump bad.
I like this little kid with a Pink Floyd.
She's like six.
She's like six.
I don't know what Pink Floyd is. I want a t-shirt. And her dad's like, I'm so proud.
My mom likes me more when I wear it.
Yeah, wait till the teacher leave their kids alone. I don't understand. My mom said I should obey institutions and conform. I don't even get it. I'm so confused.
So confused.
But you're not confused because you are part of Town Hall VIP, which is a great thing. I hope you're using it to the max, going on Red State and PJ Media. There's some great things ahead. I'm excited about them. You got my stream of purchases videos. You got my special town hall on Wednesday, and then Monday and Thursday I also have open ones. And go get the attack. I mean, yeah. I'm going to write about, on VIP, I'm going to write about the Chechen guy, the colonel, the army colonel killed in his backyard.
What?
Yeah, he's like a Delta Force colonel. And the guy was like, he's two Chechens pretending to be utility guys outside of Fort Bragg, not Fort Liberty. And he confronted them. They were taking pictures of his kids.
Oh,
he confronted them. The guy got rowdy, and homeboy shot him four times. You do not.
Wait. Who got killed?
The Chechen.
Okay, I thought
the other one.
I thought you said the colonel.
Yeah, and then the other one, they let go. They were in country legally. I don't understand.
They let him go.
My book, honey, is coming true.
You are kidding.
No, but I'm like.
That's appalling.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
You know, Army colonels, getting it done. He was an 06, not an 05. And Fabio Tacker was full. And he smoked that bitch.
What?
Smoked him like a fat doobie at a Sighting Hill concert.
Pictures of his children.
There's been a lot of that shit going on.
Really?
Well, I'm right about it. There's clearly enemy agents in the United States.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, why not? And we're like, so,
it's so easy to come across the border.
Yeah, you need.
Why wouldn't you take advantage of that?
You need to buy guns and ammunition.
If you're an enemy of this country, why wouldn't you?
They're absolutely doing it. I got two words. Pack heat, baby. Pack heat. All right, that is my Town Hall VIP Unredacted. Glad you guys could join Irina and I, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.